Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Barbara Quinn, the Community Mental Health Program Manager at Youth Advocates of Sitka, and Claire Weber, the JV After School Prevention Specialist at Sitkins Against Family Violence. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Nice to have you here on this sunny day to talk about what I feel like is a sunny topic, which is girls on the run. And I want to start with just what is girls on the run for listeners who haven't heard about it before. Barbara,
sure.
I'll ask
of
you.
Of course. Yeah. Girls on the Run is an international running program that is designed to support and inspire young girls third through fifth grade in being joyful and healthy and confident, all while training for their end of the season 5K.
Okay, so an international program, but it's been happening in Sitka for quite a while. How long has it been happening here?
It's been here for 17 years.
Okay, so yeah, a good chunk of time. Enough time for students who have done the program to actually be coaches. Do either of you have any examples of that having happened in the past? I know you both have been here a limited amount of time, but...
Yeah, we had a coach last year who did Girls on the Run, not in Sitka, but she... moved back here and then ended up coaching, which was really cool. And then one of the other JVs actually did Girls on the Run in Illinois, and so is going to get to coach this year as part of her JV year as well, which will be really fun for the girls to have that role model as well.
Yeah, I suppose when you're a young person, things seem so far away. So to see someone who's now an adult who did what you're about to do, mm-hmm. Could be kind of cool to see and be like, oh, I do get to grow up and this will impact my life. Coaching is a big part of it. And actually, I want to talk a little bit about coaching, because right now you are looking for coaches for the program for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what exactly entails being a coach? Who can apply?
Yeah, we're looking for anyone can apply. We're looking for coaches of any gender who are interested in empowering the kiddos in our program to help them build self-esteem and healthy social-emotional skills. You do not have to have had running experience. Part of our philosophy is meeting kids where they're at in terms of their, athletic ability and knowledge about running. And we apply that same mindset to our coaching team. So we're really looking for people who are enthusiastic and excited about working with kids. The practices are either Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday from 2:40 to 4. We ask coaches to get there a little early to help set up and stay a little late to just help clean up. And practices will start on September 22nd and 23rd. And our 5K will end on December 13th. So it's a 10-week season for our kids and coaches. And coaches who are interested in applying can apply online at gotrgreateralaska.org/coach. And we're looking to have that application in by September 5th to have our coach training on September 12th.
And those dates, once the season gets going, I imagine are pretty hard and fast. Of course, if people travel or have things coming up, I'm sure that's pretty normal.
Yes.
But if they can't make the training, don't let that be a barrier to applying, I presume.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We can chat. We'll figure something out. We just really want coaches to get involved who are excited about this program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about what that means to be excited about this program. You said running is not a necessity, so you don't have to be like this avid runner. But you do have to be interested in kids. That's kind of the important component.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll put myself out there a little bit. I am not a runner by any means. It's been a long time since I've been a very avid runner. So this program is really great because there's games we play and there's activities we do. And there's a lot about goal setting. So we are working with these students to help them set their goals. You know, if they're not avid runners either, like, okay, maybe we run half a lap and walk two laps. That's okay. But you can also like jump, skip, roll, anything to help yourself move forward while also being active and interacting with the curriculum, which is really about, healthy relationships, building self-confidence, learning how to process your emotions, anything like that. You don't have to be this like amazing child caregiver either. The coaches training will touch on a lot of those topics as well. And then we have a coaching team that can kind of support those topics as well. So even if you don't have childcare experience, that's okay. We will all work on it together.
I imagine there are lead coaches or like returning coaches that kind of guide the each session, each Monday, Wednesday group or Tuesday, mm-hmm. Thursday group.
Yes.
Yeah. So I coach all 4 days. So I'm always there, which is really fun to get to work with both teams of kids and coaching teams. And this is my second year with this program. And I'm really lucky to get to work with Barbara on this since this is year, what,
this
four?
Is my fourth season as a coach for and Girls on the Run. Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out that Girls on the Run is coordinated by the Pathways Coalition. So Barbara mm-hmm. and I are at different organizations, but our organizations collaborate to put on programs like Girls on the Run. So we're really grateful for that coalition and the different organizations that work together to make this happen. I mentioned we have another JV coaching. She's at Sika Conservation Society. The school district plays a large role in this program. Sika Counseling helps out a lot mm-hmm. With the 5K. Sika Tribe of Alaska also helps put on this program. So we're really grateful for all of that community support.
Absolutely.
To make this happen.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay. Well, so coaches, I think we've made a good case for why people should come out and become a coach and how to go about doing that. I did want to give a chance for people to reach out to you, Claire, with your phone number and your email address in case they have questions about, I don't know, time conflict or just want a little more detail about coaching. So I feel like you're the person they should reach out to.
Yes.
And what can you give us your contact info?
Yes. My phone number is 747-3493. And you can email me at GOTR or GOTR at safv.org.
Okay, great. And then now I want to talk a little bit to maybe listeners out there who have third to fifth graders, or maybe there's a third to fifth grader listening right now. I'm not sure if that would work with the timing at school. but yeah, for students who maybe want to participate in this program, give us just a little bit of a taste of what they would expect. You know, they're going to come either Monday, Wednesday or Tuesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. 2:40 to 4. And then what happens? They set goals.
Yeah, they set goals. We play games. So we have the Girls on the Run curriculum that kind of outlines all of the activities that we do in a day. So a typical practice is the students come in, we get ready for practice. So if they need to like put their running shoes on or change out of their school clothes, we'll do that. We typically start every practice with a circle up where we ask a snack question while we eat our snack and just have time to get to know each other and set up for like a successful practice. And then we move into those activities and we end every practice with our team cheer.
And do you guys have a standard team cheer or does it change each year and with each group?
Girls on the Run is so much fun.
Okay, nice.
Which it is. It is. It truly is.
And memorable. So I'm glad to hear there are snacks. I'm sure there are listeners out there, too, that are glad to hear there are snacks. I'd love to talk just a little bit about what some of the themes or activities are that you tackle over the course of these 10 weeks as you move towards this 5K.
Yeah, and I also want to mention Girls on the Run has a few different curriculums. So this one is different from last year's, which is really nice. It'll have similar themes, but we'll get to do some new different activities. So if you're a returning participant, we would love to have you back. It will not be the exact same experience, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Some themes that that I really love from Girls on the Run, I really love star power.
Absolutely.
This idea that you have this like inner strength that you can draw on. That makes you really, you know, makes you you and makes you really special and gives you the strength to be a good friend and make good decisions. And we play a game called Star Tag, which is kind of like freeze tag, where we emphasize that theme. And to get unfrozen, you have to shout out something that makes you special or that you love doing.
Something that builds your star power. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Star Tag is my favorite game that we play.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's a fun example of how we have these really cool themes that we then get to talk about and learn about by doing different activities. I really think that we all learn better when there's movement incorporated. So, you know, we're not just sitting chatting about these themes. We do have those conversations, but we also get to run around and play and mm-hmm. and learn about, you know, teamwork and learn about ourselves and building relationships through different running activities as well.
Okay, amazing. Well, I feel like listeners should be jazzed, at least some of them out there, about participating one way or another. So I want to give you a chance to let coaches know where to go to fill out an application to participate. And that, again, is where, Claire?
Yes, the coaching application is at GOTR, greateralaska.org/coach. And then the participant registration. We have paper registration copies at the Kiku Shaheen front office, and or you can register online at gotrgreateralaska.org. We're hoping to get coach applications in by September 5th and participant registrations in by September 12th.
And with any questions, they should reach out to you, and they can call you at
747-3493.
Okay, great. Well, I've been speaking with Barbara Quinn, the Community Mental Health Program Manager at Youth Advocates of Sitka, and Claire Weber, the JV After School Prevention Specialist at SAFE. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.